This is an Aero News Touch and Go for July 25th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Whenever the topic of glass panels comes up, old-timers will warn you that you lose everything if they go dark. The typical rebuttal is that on redundant buses, that's highly unlikely. But the National Transportation Safety Board says there have been at least 49 cases in recent years of glass panels going dark on Airbus A319 and A320 airliners. And in 7 of those cases, all 6 displays went down together. On Wednesday, the NTSB issued 6 recommendations to address the concerns. Included are calls for a backup power supply to be added to the standby attitude indicator and the automatic reconfiguration of the AC essential bus power supply in the event that the AC1 electrical bus fails. The NTSB also wants more crew training and additional simulator time to teach pilots what to do when good glass panels go bad. The Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been pushing for years to get pilots to pay close attention to the Air Defense Identification Zone and other post-9/11 airspace restrictions found around Washington, D.C. and the official presidential retreat at Camp David, Maryland. AOPA especially wanted to avoid violations by pilots visiting its own open house last month at its headquarters in Frederick, so it waged an all-out information war to make sure the word got out. AOPA made a deal with the Civil Air Patrol. Position your people at small airports within a gas tank of AOPA's Frederick, Maryland headquarters. Ask departing pilots if they're headed for the AOPA open house, and if they are, make sure they know about the restricted airspace. The plan succeeded. There were 0 violations for the event, and now AOPA says it will honor its half of the deal. At CAP's national board meeting coming up August 8th in Kissimmee, Florida, AOPA will hand over a check for $5,000. AOPA President Phil Boyer adds, quote, "This is money I'm glad to give away," unquote. Southwest Airlines is often mentioned as the best run of the U.S. domestics, and its second quarter financial statement demonstrates why. As competitors attempt to put positive spins on losses in the millions or even billions for the quarter, Southwest reports second quarter earnings of $321 million. That's nearly an all-time company record. Southwest CEO Gary Kelly is not resting on his fuel hedges. Quote, "Although we have prepared ourselves well for today's challenging environment and are proud of our ability to sustain profitability, we cannot stand still. We must continue to make the necessary adjustments to adapt to higher jet fuel prices and restore our profit margins," unquote. Southwest's 16 cents per share profit beat estimates from analysts who were looking for 12 cents. Continental, United, and 8 other Star Alliance member airlines filed an application with the U.S. Department of Transportation this week, seeking to admit Continental into the group of 9 which already have been given antitrust immunity. Approval by the DOT would let Continental partner with the others to streamline flight schedules, fares, and services. Separately, Continental, United, Lufthansa, and Air Canada have requested DOT approval to establish a transatlantic joint venture to create a more efficient network, offering customers more service, scheduling, and pricing options, and establishing a framework for similar joint ventures in other regions of the world. The DOT has approved more than 20 applications for antitrust immunity in the past. Though they're not full-fledged mergers, the partnerships offer many of the same advantages. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. New FAA medical rules are great news for younger pilots. The oldest surviving B-17 is prepared for its new home. And a Corsair will be restored after 36 years in exile on a signpost. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Rocket Racing League CEO Granger Whitelaw. The first public demonstration of the Rocket Racers is Tuesday at Oshkosh. We'll find out what we should expect. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend. We'll be coming to you Monday from Oshkosh. Have a clear and unlimited day.